Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Brits in the End Zone, another episode. The final ever episode of Brits in the End Zone while there's no NFL season going.
Wow,
what the hell have we been talking about all this time?
We're not doing it next season? Because
no, exactly, it's over.
All right, fair.
We'll end it. Enough.
It was a good run.
What a way to find out.
That sound you can hear is the ripping up of JP's contract as he has yet again failed to show up. He's actually back from LA or Vegas, and he's
currently
just not
in bed in his pants.
Something to do with in bed in his pants. We got the name of the episode. What? Something to do with jet lag?
No, I think it's just draft preparation for the Bites Listen to the League tomorrow.
Okay, we've got one tonight, which is me and Charles, and we've got one. Well, I say tonight, when this goes out, it would probably already happen.
Well, yeah.
The world will know.
Yeah, unless Charlie manages to pull something out. Anyway, I'm with Greeny and Charles. JP is absent and therefore dead to us. Going to be a slightly shorter episode because I need to rush off to football. But that's by the by. What's coming up this week, guys? We're just going to carry on. I think that we don't need to give a rundown. Next week, someone will give the rundown because that's when things will change a bit because the season would have started. But we will get to talk about upcoming games on this episode because there literally are games in 2 days' time from when we record this.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
It is exciting. All this shit we've been talking about finally actually happens live on the telly.
What if it's a letdown? What if we're disappointed?
What happens if they just end NFL and there's just no season happens?
That can only really happen if Donald Trump blows up the world.
Right, so there's a fairly good chance.
Like, I'm literally on a roller coaster and I'm just going up very slowly to the top. And what if it just doesn't go down? What if
it just keeps going? Wow.
The season doesn't start.
I don't think that's a roller coaster then. I think that's just a lift.
Blowing my mind. That's just a lift.
Yeah.
That's a never-ending escalator. Anyway, we digress, of course. Okay, let's kick off now with a question of the week, as we always like to do. This one's come from Christina in Idaho. Don't even know where Idaho is, but she's listening, and that's what I like. Which player are you most excited to watch this season, fantasy aside? So, for once, Charles, I want you to put aside your hat of they've scored me points there. Who do you actually like, or do you even maybe you don't even like watching NFL and it's only fantasy? Who are you actually going to look out for, Charles? Who do you like to watch?
I'm looking forward to watching out for Terrell Pryor this year. He obviously was originally a quarterback in the league, and last year turned his trade to becoming a wide receiver, and he's a huge man, really athletic. And
one minute you're an accountant, the next minute you're a podcaster.
Absolutely, who'd have thunk it? But but basically, he was at the Browns last year and did really well. But at the Browns, it was a difficult situation.
Doing well at the Browns is kind of like it's irrelevant. You're not going to do well, are you?
Well, I mean, but it's kind of an isolated incident. You know, whether or not he can actually join a proper team. Now that JP's here, not here, we can say what we actually think about them.
He's joined the Redskins, hasn't he?
So the Jags fan is calling the Browns not a real team.
We won more games than them last season. And,
you're right, you got us there.
But
Terrell Pryor, quick wide receiver.
Just because he's so athletic, and I'm really intrigued to see how he can actually perform as a number one wide receiver for a high-powered offense.
Okay, Greeny, who are you saying?
Yeah, I'm going Ordarrelle Patterson. You know, it was really sad last year when he got injured quite early on and really struggled for the season. But when that man runs, he carries people with him.
He could be a top three running back this season, no? Maybe top four.
I mean, if Ingram gets completely pushed aside by the
Saints. But Adrian Peterson, this is why we'll talk about Jamal Charles later. Maybe it's slightly different, but Adrian Peterson at his best is one of the best running backs in the league.
He is.
Or top 10 of all time.
Yeah,
really.
There you go. So,
but it's just whether or not he's old. He's old as running backs go now, and he's just come off a year injured.
Yeah.
And also, he's now in a team that doesn't, unlike the Vikings, they're not just power running. They're
a throw heavy team.
Yeah, so they got Drew Brees. They rely on Drew Brees. They don't rely on running the rock, which the Vikings have done.
But that's why you're interested to see him. See what he does.
Yeah, and do you remember when we went to Wembley many, many moons ago?
I do remember the Vikings v Steelers,
and with the first touch of the ball, he runs 65 yards right up the gut.
I think I was getting a hot dog at the time. For you.
Now I do remember it.
Okay, Adrian Peterson, that's a good shout. I've gone actually on the other side of the fence. I've gone Cam Chancellor.
Okay.
Didn't you know him?
Yeah. I'm surprised you know him.
Did you go to the website where you do like the random name lottery?
Were
you typing in Cam Newton and it auto-corrected and you were like, who's this guy?
No, what I did was I liked seeing a big hit. And so I thought, who does a big hit? None better than a member of the Seattle defense. Cam Chancellor. Strong safety, I have you
from JP's teachings. Do you know what position?
Safety. Yeah, he's a strong safety.
Okay, you don't get
I know. I could tell you exactly what they do, but I won't because we haven't got the time. But yeah, so that's who I'm excited about.
That's quite cool. And a bonus one for JP as a Browns fan. I'm sure he's very excited to see how Myles Garrett does. First pick of the entire draft. Big hype around him, and I'm sure he'd be interested to see how he does.
Speaking on behalf of JP, who I've forgotten completely because he's
dead to us.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier. Could you give us a brief rundown of the news, Charles? NFL news.
NFL. Oh, sorry, I was about to read something else there. recently, obviously, now we're so close to the season, the teams have had to cut their rosters down from 90 players to just 53, which means 37 cuts per team, which is a lot of cuts across 32 teams.
What do they do? I guess some go to other teams, some just go home and start another job.
Well, a lot ended up going on the practice squads. Basically, what happens is if you get dropped or cut, you then go to the waivers, which, you know, if you play fantasy, you're aware what waivers are. But that actually happens in the NFL, where teams, based on where they finished in the draft, can pick players. And then
are there sometimes faults with who picks up waiver priority, like there is in the app?
Little glitches, yeah.
I think they might sort that one out. But then if no one picks them up through waivers, then the team that can release them can then sign them up again to be in their practice squad.
So it's like the overflow reserves.
You know what I'd like from a future Dan's top three is maybe the best players to have been cut and picked up on a waiver. Like, are there players in the NFL now that we kind of don't know? That
like a Danny Woodhead?
Yeah, I'm sure. I was hoping for something a bit more exciting.
Danny Woodhead's an absolute hero.
Yeah, fair enough. He's a bit of a legend. Anyway, tell us about the cuts, Charles.
Okay, so some of the players that have been cut, more high-profile players, are Brock Osweiler, quarterback for the Browns. He was at the Denver Broncos a couple of years ago, helped them win their Super Bowl, then earned a huge money deal with the Houston Texans, which the Browns proceeded to buy.
The old money deal.
Yeah.
Greeny was
on the edge of his seat.
Ready
to
pick
be like
up
a
on that.
Good little fun, like a fruit deal.
He was so bad in his first year for the Texans that they wanted to get rid of his contract, and the Browns then paid $16 million for this upcoming year of his contract in full. To acquire him so that the Texans didn't have to have him. And now they've just cut him, even though they've paid for his entire year's salary.
Fickle, aren't they?
Yeah. Well,
so I think the key things to note on this is that the Broncos at some point were willing to pay him like $30 million. Yeah. So they obviously had a lot of interest in him at the time.
Then they decided not to.
They just didn't want to.
Is there something?
Bit even more.
Is he really good on text or something? I feel like there's a lot of people. He gets attracted to. Clubs find him attractive from afar. But then when he arrives, not so much.
Well, it's more
maybe
when
he's
he plays.
Really
he's 6'7", so maybe like he just sticks out in a school photo.
Stands out, yeah, okay. And then he gets close and you realize he is tall, but he's not good.
Yeah. But the Denver Broncos have now re-signed him.
And the thing on that is that the Browns were hoping that someone would pay maybe like $5 million, and so they would get that $5 million back. But in the end, the Broncos paid $600K. So the Browns pay $15,400,000 instead of the $16 million.
They must really think he's shit.
Yeah, it's quite embarrassing.
Is he going to start for the Broncos?
No.
No, right.
He's a backup.
So he's basically third choice.
Peyton Lynch.
Paxton
Lynch. Amalgamation of Manning. And
he now was third choice,
Peyton
but
Luck.
Second because...
Third choice.
But second
might as well go
whilst
home.
Paxton Lynch is
Who else
injured.
Is going home?
Other players who have gone home are Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz from the Bears, wide receiver who...
That's sad. I liked him.
Well, yeah, especially considering
the
they've got...
You mean the Giants?
No, he was at the Giants. The Bears signed him from the Giants.
Oh,
and
blimey.
We thought, considering they have no wide receivers, as we've spoken about before... that he would be one of the ones that would make it.
But alas, no.
Absolutely not.
He's gone. He's going to do salsa classes.
Yeah. And while with the Bears, another player who of a similar ilk, who we thought might finally get a chance, is Roberto Aguayo. They, having been cut in Hard Knocks, he got signed by the Bears and he's gone again. So he'll probably be retiring
at some point soon.
Yeah. It's getting embarrassing.
Can he go to the MLS or something?
He's good. Well, I say he's good. He tried kicking.
Yeah.
Just very quickly touch on the other names because I'm going to have to push.
Okay. Really surprising one with Jonathan Williams, the back. Everyone thought would be the running back two for the Buffalo Bills behind LeSean McCoy. So that now there's really no one else there behind
it's
McCoy.
Mike Talbert.
Yeah. So that was a very strange one. Fitzgerald Toussaint and Niall Davis at the Steelers. They were Backups for Le'Veon Bell, but now the only number two is James Conner, the draft pick from this year.
And so he survived cancer in college, didn't he? So he's a bit of like
James
a
Conner.
Local legend.
Jeez. Okay, yeah. Cool.
And last one is Jeremy Curley. The 49ers have had quite a good offseason with their new front office with John Lynch. But the only thing he has got wrong is the fact that Jeremy Curley got a contract extension this year in this summer, and they then cut him, having just paid him a new contract.
What idiots.
So that was a strange one.
Makes me think of Curly Whirlies, which was a fantastic and probably underrated chocolate.
Oh, they're stunning.
Yes. Although, right behind crunchy.
Can we do a segment on chocolate, or is it really just not on topic?
I don't know. Maybe that's another greeny suggestion for a top three.
Yeah,
we'll just slip under the door and
other news. The Seahawks' defense has become even better than it was.
Yeah, I mean, they've traded for Sheldon Richardson from the Jets. He was the last good player that the Jets had left, and they traded him to the Seahawks. Their defense is going to be, you know,
who has their
on
defense
point.
In draft? Me. That's right.
There we go.
Right.
No, you know what? That's why you pick Cam Johnson.
There we go.
Hey, let's not talk fantasy. Okay?
No, let's.
But and in exchange, Curse went to the Jets, so they needed more bodies at the wide receiver position, so he could
to
help
be
out.
More cursed.
But yeah, there we go. Fantastic. And and then we were talking about kickers earlier with Aguayo. Greenies, your team have got a new kicker.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
South Korean guy. He's got an unbelievable video.
Yeah, he's got a little video collection, has he? What do you mean?
Loves his VHS.
Of him of doing like a flick up and makes the ball spin.
Oh, I saw
so
that.
It's not
I
even
thought
being
that was
held.
One of the fan accounts or something.
Yeah,
that's
and,
actually
then, and then he then goes up to it and kicks it over the post without it being held because it's spinning, and then does a backflip and it
completely
goes over.
Pointless, really. All you need to do is kick it under pressure.
But you saw that punter video pre-season where the Bengals player like put it around his back.
Oh, yeah, that's
Could you imagine like Koo just doing a forward flip after converting a field goal over like an oncoming rusher?
Maybe
that is the future.
Maybe the future. That's the future.
Let's not get carried away, but yeah, no, it's
what a coup that'd be.
Yeah.
There we go. Right. Anyway, lock up your daughters. It's Greeny's top three.
Nice.
All right, so we've really seen Greeny's top three flourish without JP
being
here.
Can you say
here.
That about your own segment? Without JP here.
Without okay, that authoritarian figure kind of overlooking me. Last week...
The demon headmaster.
Last week it expanded to Greeny's top 10.
And now it's Greeny's top 20?
Can only hope you've reduced it.
Now this is kind of... We're going to make it a bit two-parter. We're going
to
see what we can really push
Greeny's
the boundaries.
Top two.
So... I was looking at the NFL mascots for absolutely no reason because, you know, beginning of the Premier League season, they do like
you
a mascot
a life,
race.
Mm.
But they do a mascot race, which is quite interesting. But looking at the NFL mascots was just...
Gunnosaurus.
That's the
Arsenal
one.
I know.
The Yoshi, yeah. Mm. Well, you know Fred the Red.
Who?
Fred
is
the
that
Red.
The Red Devil?
Yeah, Red Devil.
Anyway,
so what I found... And also coincides with the beginning of the college season, and they've just got so many better mascots. So I was thinking, instead of these ridiculous puns of either a lion or a bird mixed with a guy's name, such as Rory, which is the lion's
That's
unfortunate mascot...
absolutely phenomenal.
What a great name.
I thought
Genius.
They could learn a few things from college football. So
Take
I've come up with my top three college football mascots. So... Sammy, the banana slug.
There we go. Banana slug,
that's
okay.
My new favourite animal.
The University of California, Santa Cruz. This is a ridiculous mascot. It has a comment on the overemphasis of athletics in college.
Right, okay.
Which is, yep. But Samuel Jackson famously wore a banana slug t-shirt in Pulp Fiction. So.
Okay, there we
get
go.
A little reference there.
Makes sense.
Number two is Scroty the Nads.
Okay.
The Boaty McBoatface.
The Rhode Island School of Design. So you've heard that right. The mascot is a giant penis.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You're the mascot?
Oh.
Hey.
Oh
at least it's a big
me.
One. Okay, well, so the school embraces it, and the basketball team is also being called the Bulls, and their cheerleaders are called the Jockstraps as they support the Bulls.
There we go.
So, and number one, my favourite, is Artie the Fighting Artichoke. Scottsdale.
I like that.
Scottsdale Community College. And this mascot arose in the 1970s because it was revealed that the college was using their scholarship funds intended for Native American students to bribe athletes to attend the school. It's like a student athletes.
With artichokes?
Potentially with artichokes.
No better way to a defensive lineman's heart than a piece of artichoke.
So the student body became a bit outraged and thought of the most ridiculous mascot they could to kind of ridicule the school and the team.
Okay. Well, they've done a good job.
So I thought, you know, with the NFL mascots there, we'll do a little game. I'll tell you the mascot name. You tell me who the team is
Go
and
on
what
then.
The origins are. Okay, we've got Steely McBeam.
The Steelers.
Steelers.
The Steelers, yeah. So kudos for him. He is the first openly gay mascot. Who
made that decision?
Neck to brim.
The guy who plays him is gay, or the actual
I have
mascot?
No idea, but he was accused of sexual assault in a Pittsburgh gay bar.
There we go. Whilst in the suit.
Okay, let's
don't know.
Move on.
Okay, Miles.
Just Miles.
Miles.
The Browns. Miles Garrett.
That's Miles Garrett. They've named their new mascot after their new pick.
All right.
I don't know.
The Broncos, because they play in the Mile High Stadium.
Oh, right, okay.
Some reference to that. Blitz.
Seahawks,
you got it.
Oh my God, I'm amazing.
It's actually a buzzard, which is native to Africa and not North America.
America. Andy knows all this. Yeah.
And
move along.
How about Poe?
Dontari Poe plays for the Falcons.
Miami Dolphins.
No, it's the Ravens in reference to Edgar Allan Poe's poem about the ravens and angry birds.
Do like Edgar Allan Poe.
That's a bit of culture.
Nice. Right, I enjoyed that.
Good culture with angry birds.
Good top three. We must move on to the Bites Listener Leagues. What have we got to talk about? Drafts are happening. By this time of this going out, they would have both happened, I guess.
Yeah.
When's your one happening, Greeny? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 9 p.m.
Right, well, it's done.
Well, so whenever 9 p.m.
people. But what we will do is a review next week on the episode of the teams, and we're looking forward to that. So we'll keep track of that as we go along.
We'll put that on the podcast, and then we'll also put it on britsnzone.com, a little write-up.
We'll put it literally everywhere. Time for Halftime Snacks. Zing Zing, who are our sponsors, MSG Free Chinese, based all over London. You can get 20% off your order if you use the code 20bites. If you are work out of interest, and not that this should be said, but if you are working for a brand, or you are in actual fact a brand yourself, I'm not sure that's possible, and you're looking to sponsor, we are looking for a secondary sponsor who could perhaps provide us with things that aren't Chinese food and perhaps like money. So don't you worry about the numbers. The numbers work for themselves. Get in touch with Charles and he will be in touch with
isn't Greeny the commercial man?
Yeah, I've just pointed at you. No, but for now it's Zing Zing and they are bloody great. See how well we treat our sponsors?
Absolutely. Bloody legends.
There we go. They are great. We're all getting fat on their Chinese. But it doesn't get you fat.
Because it's MSG free. We're so thin.
So we're just getting fat from other things.
Yeah.
Anyway, NFL Game Week 1 is coming up. Everyone's excited. Come on. Take it seriously now, guys. All right. What we've done is someone has picked 6 key games from the game week. We'll kind of pick our what big games are in turn each episode. And we're going to go through, and each one of us has been assigned to say whether we think one of the players is going to be a stud, a dud, so a stud, someone who will explode, a dud, someone who's going to disappoint us, and then a surprise, who's going to come out of nowhere and be good. So we're going to really quickly rattle through 6 of the key games, and then we'll remind you of the other games that are coming up. So one of those games would have happened by the time this goes out, or maybe not, depends on
how quickly we'll endeavour to get this out before the game.
Okay,
first
game is Chiefs at the Patriots, and that is Thursday Night Football. Is that right? That's literally the first game, 2 days from today of recording. Greeny, who's your stud in that game?
Right, you've got to fancy the Patriots here, and Gronk is going to Gronk.
He's going to go big.
He's going to go 2 touchdowns, 140 yards.
Okay.
He's going big.
I've gone as my dud, the other tight end, Kelce, although he's in my team, and I think he's going to have a big season. Apparently, he's come off from a little bit of an injury, I think a calf injury. Hopefully, it won't affect him too much. But I think that he might be a massive disappointment to me, to the point where I might cry and not come back on the
and
podcast.
The Patriots are quite good at covering tight ends.
There's a lot of pressure on Kelce's shoulders. There's not many targets there, and he's one of the main ones. So that's my dud.
You've become very knowledgeable in NFL.
I really have.
It's great seeing you grow and blossom.
It's because he's been listening to the podcast.
Yeah. Well, other podcasts, yeah. Charles, who's your surprise pick?
My surprise one's going to be Danny Amendola. Edelman got injured, and I think whilst they have signed a replacement in Philip Dorsett to maybe shuffle around, I don't think that will be happen enough quick enough for that to.
I'm to Justin Forsett.
I don't make the law. I Justin Forsett. Now he was a running back for the Ravens. He's retired.
No, he's gone home.
But Amendola could easily fill that role in the slot and could have a good production.
Good choice. Next game is the real game of the week, which is the Eagles at the Redskins. Pretty big rivalries there.
Yeah.
From what I know. Stud has been assigned to me, and I'm going to say Wentz. I think he's going to have a big year. I think people are going to be surprised by how good Wentz is going to be this year, not just because I'm an Eagles fan. He's got some targets this year in Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, loads of others. And I think
how about just win one?
When I played you at Madden,
week one, he's going to be big.
When I played you Madden at the weekend,
let's not talk about that.
Smith caught the ball, and you were like, "Oh, who's that?"
And I didn't realise it was Torrey Smith. I thought it was James Smith. Okay. Fifth wide receiver, backup tight end. Charles, who's the dud of that game for you?
I'm afraid to say because might get a glow. Glow, is that a word?
A glow? Might get a glass in your face.
But I think the dud is going to be LeGarrette Blount, the running back for the Eagles. I think he is...
Is that for all season or just this game week?
Bit of both. Okay. I think he's just not really going to be built for the way they run the ball, and it's going to be tough.
Interesting. Okay, and your surprise pick, Greeny?
Yeah, I'm actually very surprised because I wrote my own name somehow. Must have been.
Confused. Oh, because you don't know what to say here.
No. Okay, so just I wrote my own name, but then I went on and said the game's going to be very sloppy, and I've gone with Darren Sproles. He's going to be, they're going to split him out wide, get the comfort factor for wins.
Because Blount's going to be a dud. Blount.
Yeah.
There we go.
You two are working in sync like I'm an old married couple.
There we go.
The next game is the Buccaneers. So Tampa Bay from Hard Knocks, who are playing at the Miami Dolphins. Charles, who's your stud in that game?
Well, the weather report for this game doesn't look good.
Windy as hell, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So, 96 miles an hour?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
according
mental.
To our weatherman on the ground, Lee Abraham.
Yeah. But I'm going to say that they're not going to throw the ball as much as they perhaps would. And at home, I think Jay Ajayi could, our fellow Brit, the J train.
Yeah, I'm chewing.
I think he could have a big game. And I think he's my fantasy stud.
Okay. Greeny, the dud.
I'm really in sync with you here. I've gone Landry. You know, they're not going to throw the ball a lot.
Oh, good. Because I have Landry. Anyway.
They're not going to throw the ball a lot. And
because it's so windy.
Because it's windy. Right. And I also don't know if Cutler knows how to use Landry. And if he's not getting 10, 15 targets or receptions a game, he's a fantasy bust.
Can I make a point? I've had a lot of criticism on here for whenever relating everything back to my fantasy team. But I feel Adley, in the last two or three podcasts...
Okay, moving on.
All you've ever said is, oh, I've got him.
My surprise pick is... I've gone against both of you completely. And I've gone with Cutler as my surprise pick. And I think he's going to be a surprise for the season. I think he's a good quarterback. I think that he was at a crap team.
You had him a couple of years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, he was at a bit of a crap team. Exactly. He was about a bit of a crap team.
The Bears back in the day are probably better than the Dolphins now.
Okay, well granted, they might not still be. He might not be a great team now, but I think he's a good quarterback. Okay. I think he's going to surprise a few people.
He's got good weapons.
I also wanted to mention DeSean Jackson. Are you surprised?
Are all your answers for like the whole season instead of week one?
I've looked at the matchups, and I think that I'm worried about the Buccaneers secondary, so that's why I've chosen Jay Cutler.
He can pick on Hargreaves.
I do worry about them.
Hargreaves, he's moved on.
The Jags at the Texans. Who's your stud, Greeny, in this game?
I couldn't really think of a skill player that would be good in this game, so I've just gone Houston D. They're going to be really uplifted.
JJ Watt.
By the support of the team.
Actually,
JJ Watt, Clowney,
everyone behind them.
The whole of Houston around them, and the whole of London ourselves as well.
Is the game going ahead in their stadium?
It is now. It's been announced. Yeah. I feel like me and Green in another high five because I've gone surprise and didn't think he'd mention the defences, and I've written
the
that
Houston
as well.
D.
So, yeah, here we go.
He's
another high five.
Good.
Again, I'll be on my own, and I've gone dud in Fournette. I think he's got a lot of work to do. I think that he's there's a lot of pressure on his shoulders, and he's a rookie, and there's a good chance that he's just going to
flop. And against the Texans, it's going to be tough. My surprise is actually, I'll go with the Jags defense.
Wait, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but what you're just saying on Fournette makes a lot of sense as well. And plus, last year, Zeke Elliott, he started off very slow. I think he got 60 yards in his first game, then erupted. So Fournette,
I think he did, yeah.
Just because he has a bad first game doesn't mean he's got...
Yeah.
Bad
week one, not the season. But I'm going to go the Jags defense because just as much as Bortles probably going to throw a few interceptions, Tom Savage is by no means anywhere close to Tom Brady. He's not a very good quarterback. So I think it's been
they may share a first name, but he's not as good as him.
Exactly. Okay. I think, your fantasy, your analytic skills is really coming
on. Thank you. Penultimate game from our choices. This is a tasty one. Seahawks at the Packers. I might go just to watch it. That looks good, doesn't it?
I think that's the game.
I might watch
that.
I'd love to go to Wisconsin and see that.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Bon Iver's from that way, I think. Anyway,
I can wear my cheese hat.
Stud, I've gone not because I'm not allowed to say it because I have them and not because we spoke, but Seahawks D. I think they're going to be the stud in this game.
Wow.
Even against Aaron Rodgers and against everything that Green Bay may have to offer, I fancy the Seahawks D to be the stud. We'll discuss it next week. So your dud is
the Seahawks D. I think they're going to be for the season. They're going to be phenomenal. But Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers.
On his home
turf. He will do what he does best. Throwing out another name, I've got Eddie Lacy. I think...
Did you just want five names?
You can't pick more than
three
one.
Three more names.
No, but you picked yours. So contrarian play, Greeny, I'm
hosting
Eddie Lacy.
Greeny, who's your surprise?
Because of you've said the Seahawks D, it is a surprise then if one of the Packers wide receivers has a good game. My surprise is Jordy Nelson. He was a high draft pick, but I think he will find some room against the corners, and I think Rodgers will find him.
It's a surprise that the number one wide receiver last year might have a good game.
Yeah. against the Seahawks.
Surprising choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the final game, Chargers at the Broncos. Who's the stud at this in this game, Charlesy?
For me, Greeny will be pleased to hear. I think it's going to be Melvin Gordon.
Running
I think
back for
despite the Broncos having a very good defense, they've not been great against the run. That is the one point of exploitation they've been suffering from. And I think he's going to have a he could have a very good game.
Have a beastly game, Greeny. What about the dud in this one?
The dud. I've gone Demaryius Thomas. So last year against the Chargers, he got a combined 120 yards and zero touchdowns. We've got Jason Verrett and Casey Hayward, our two great cornerbacks, fully fit. So I think Emmanuel Sanders, my boy, might get some wiggle room there, but Demaryius Thomas will be shut down.
If they've got two good cornerbacks, then won't both wide receivers not be good?
They will focus more on that one. Question. Might well that's a fair point, but Sanders
but
might.
You,
go,
if one of them's going to go big, you fancy to be Sanders.
Yeah, I think.
Rattled.
I think Sanders might go, but he might be a bit slothy this year.
Okay,
this
for the surprise, I've gone as you might expect, Jamar Charles, who I think will hopefully do some good stuff this year.
That's where you're quite
It'd
big
be a
on
surprise.
Him.
I am quite big on him. Yeah,
is it because he's in your fantasy team?
Moving on. other games.
Who wins
to be
that
aware
game?
Of
who wins it? That game?
I think that the Chargers win that game.
Boom! High five for
there
you.
There we go. I can't reach you. We're too far away.
I think the Broncos win
there with the plebs.
You don't get it.
I think the Broncos are in a very, very tight
my
affair.
Previous high five.
I've got pins and needles. How underrated are pins and needles as an annoyance in life? What do you think?
Yeah, I like them. It's a weird like tingling them. Sensation.
Really? Anyway, the other games for you to be aware of, you could just Google this, but the Jets are at the Bills.
Should we say who's going to win quickly?
Okay, who's going to win? One at each. So Greeny, Jets at the Bills, who wins?
Yeah, Bills. Bills at home.
Falcons at Bears.
Falcons.
Colts at Rams.
Oh,
just
Rams.
You two.
Rams.
Saints at Vikings.
I'll go the Vikings.
Wow. Panthers at 49ers.
Panthers.
Ravens at Bengals.
Bengals.
Cardinals at Lions.
Cardinals.
Yeah. Raiders at Titans.
Titans.
No, I'm going Raiders.
There
that.
We go.
They're my team for this year.
I'd go Raiders as well. Though, I think.
Steelers at Browns. That's got to be a mismatch, isn't it?
Yeah, Steelers will win by 30.
And Giants at Cowboys.
And well,
tasty,
we'll find
one.
Out once this podcast has been released whether Ezekiel Elliott will play in that game. And if he, I'll go contingent. If he plays, the Cowboys win. If he doesn't, the Giants win.
I think the Cowboys win
team.
Either way.
And what we're going to do every week now on the podcast is we're all going to go around and have to pick who we think from that week will be our top scoring quarterback, top scoring running back, wide receiver, tight end, and then a random question Greeny made up, which I'll try and explain. and someone's going to have to keep a tally of this. I don't know who, maybe Charlie.
Yeah.
We'll ask if he'll help us with this. So very quickly, who's your top scoring quarterback this week? Charles, just the name.
Matt Ryan.
Okay, Greeny?
I've gone Drew Brees.
Just the name.
No, I was saying the Vikings, they play in a closed roof, similar to what he gets at home. So
that's good knowledge. I've gone Derek Carr, as I've said, I've gone big, so I'm going Derek Carr. Top scoring running back, I've gone the obvious David Johnson.
And I've gone the obvious Lev Bell.
I've gone Le'Veon Bell as well against the Browns last year. I think
should
he got
be a piece
50
of piss
points.
For him, shouldn't it?
They will feed him.
Top scoring wide receiver, Charles.
I've gone Julio Jones.
Okay.
Without Zeki, Dez Bryant will do well.
I've gone Kelvin Benjamin.
Oh, I had him written down.
That's
the
because
backup.
They who are they playing?
49ers.
Yeah, there you go. They're rubbish, aren't they?
49ers not got a good defense.
Surprising defense, actually, under Shanahan.
But no. Mike Shanahan, is that? Is it?
Kyle Shanahan.
No. Why am I Mike? Top scoring tight end, I've gone Jordan Reed.
I've got I would say Gronk, but I'm going to go Kyle Rudolph.
Okay.
I might be boring, but Gronk. I said Gronk's going to Gronk.
That's fine. And then who's your surprise pick? Who's going to make it into the top five? I've gone Jamal Charles.
I've gone Martavis Bryant.
Oh, Christ. I've gone Martavis Bryant.
Okay, well, I'll go Christian McCaffrey then.
Okay, I hope not. then we were going to talk a bit about Christian, wrote a little article, didn't he? So Christian, you might remember from that beautiful, sexy American voice who was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. Was it? Yeah, something like that. He wrote a great article for our website, which was about streaming. So a lot of people decide not to go big on your quarterback or defense and stuff like that and just pick up a different one each week depending on the matchup.
Yep.
He's written an article for that. What's the web address, Greeny?
Yeah, so it's BritsEndZone.com. Yep. He'll write something every week. I'll probably chip in.
Yeah,
I'll definitely get involved.
So we'll tell you who to stream. Not your atypical start and sit, but you get some great advice there.
Fair enough.
Wasn't there another?
I was going to ask. Who do you? Wasn't there another? Now it looks like I was going to make a spontaneous link, even though it's written down in bold. Anyway, who do you think will disappoint you so much that you will want to drop them, but you shouldn't? So this was related to our question. So who this week do you think is going to have a bit of a flop? You're going to think, oh, I'm going to shove him on the waiver or onto my bench, but you shouldn't. I've gone Allen Robinson. Against the Texans D, might find it tough. Bortles obviously can't throw anything, so I've gone
apart from the game,
throw the game. Well, that suggests that he might cheat.
Oh,
who knows? Now that's
slander.
Yeah.
Someone can't be that half decent, becomes so torrid, so
without wanting to cheat. Okay, Charlesy, who are you saying?
Well, I was actually going to go along the same lines, and you mentioned it before. Fournette might have a poor game. You might not necessarily want to.
Rookies are a good shout for this, aren't they? I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You might only want to drop him because of investment in the draft, but you might be quite upset with him. But stay with him.
You'd be annoyed at him. Greeny, who are you saying?
I've gone Randall Cobb. He's not a high draft pick. You get him at the end of the drafts now. There's a bit of hype that he'll have a bounce back. He had a good.
What number wide receiver is he for them?
He'll be the third, but he's the slot.
So who's number two after Jordy Nelson?
Probably Devontae Adams right now, but I can easily see the touchdowns Adams got last year going to Cobb this year. Yeah.
He had them a few years ago.
He had a massive year a few years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, 2 years ago, big year. Last year in the playoffs, he got 3 touchdowns in one game. They're playing the Seahawks first week. No one wants to go in the middle against your boy Cam Chancellor. So
certainly don't.
It's possible that he'll do very little week one, although don't drop him. Keep him on your bench for at least a few weeks, and then you might see some dividends there.
Okay. Let's hear some of the questions that we've been asked via Twitter, email, text, all that kind of stuff. Touchdown Tips has asked, who would win, the Colts without Andrew Luck or the depleted New York Jets? Charlesy.
I would say the Colts without Andrew Luck, purely because the Jets will do everything they can not to win a game this season, and they want the first pick in the next draft. And
they might play Forte then.
we'll worry about Forte later,
yeah,
or at another time. For the love of NFL, that sounds almost like he or she has kind of been trying to get things going in life, but for the love of NFL, I know it's only preseason, but how good can the Browns be this season? They went 4-0. I've predicted they're 16 games in regular season.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think they're going to go 6-10 this year, which
is
not great.
Okay. Well, no,
a bit of
an improvement.
Five game improvement.
There you go. That's what I think. I think they're going to be okay. I think they've still got a lot of work to do to catch up other teams, but I think that they've got enough to maybe win. Maybe 6 is generous. Maybe 5.
Yeah,
but I think they won one
last year.
Okay,
so right at the end of the season.
Greeny, Tim Jablonski, my favourite name of anyone who's ever written in, has said, who scores more fantasy points this year, Kittle or McDonald?
So Kittle is now the guy left over in San Francisco. Vance McDonald just recently got signed for the Steelers. They've been looking for this big-body tight end for a while now.
They're both tight ends. Yeah.
So Ladarius Green they got, didn't pan out. Brown and Bryan aren't big guys, so I think McDonald will get the better share this season.
At the Steelers. Okay.
He'll get some TDs.
Cool. Charles, Jack King has said, do you think Zeke will miss any games this year based on recent developments?
Well,
We'll find out very shortly.
Maybe now. You continue to talk and I'll just check.
Okay.
You Google it.
I think he will miss games, but considering I've drafted him in multiple leagues, I am hoping and praying that he doesn't and that gets deferred until next year when he's no longer my problem.
Okay. Seb Kennedy has asked, is it worth drafting Bell if he switches to basketball? Not quite sure what planet Seb is living on. But the same one as me, because I'll say yes, it is still worth it, even if he switches to basketball. Jack Baylor, is a $15 million plus hit for a second round pick worth it in terms of proportion to the wage cap? Don't understand that. Greeny, do you?
Come take us to Dan's commercial corner here.
Oh, God,
Greeny, talk us through that.
Yeah, no. So when you put the $15 million dollar into context, you got against top players in the league, you got Gronk who's on $6 million, Brown who's on $11 million, David Johnson who's on $600K. It sounds bloody ridiculous for someone you just cut.
Johnson is on what?
$600K because he's a rookie. He's on the rookie contract.
Yeah, he was a third round.
And that's his impact on the cap. Yeah. Right. They get pittance.
This is we're talking about the Brock Osweiler money here, by the way.
Right. Okay. Got you.
But what? What could they have a lot of cap room, so what could they do with it? Could they like put it through to next year and then use it to get a big free agency guy?
What was the question?
So the guy like,
what
is it
asked,
worse?
Jack?
Why waste $15 million on a, because they've traded for a second round pick.
Got you.
They dropped Osweiler, so they got the second round pick from the Texans.
I guess it is if you pick up someone that's going to become as good as a David Johnson or someone like that. you don't have to pay them the big money up front. So,
well, no. So what I'm saying is, the two options is they had a lot of cap room, so there's kind of something they could do just to get that second round pick. So it's either they spend it on a free agent player, no big player wanted to come to them this season, but instead, you know, that second round pick they can invest next year on and build a really good core with the Browns.
I think they had the money, definitely worth it. I think whether or not it should have been allowed in the rules is another issue, because
it's a bit money bally.
Yeah, because it was essentially buying draft picks, which are not allowed to do explicitly, but they essentially did that by way of a loophole. Yeah.
It happens I'm a lot in the NBA.
I'm none the wiser. Fraser Robertson has asked, what are your Super Bowl predictions? Question for everyone.
It would have been nice having JP here, but no, he doesn't want to turn up. So
why? What's that got to do with it?
Well, because this is like a big question.
It is a big question. Yeah. Should we wait?
No,
we'll answer it. I have gone for a bit of a wild card: Raiders versus the Seahawks.
Like it.
Throw out your Patriots. Throw out your Steelers. Throw out your Packers and the Eagles. I know all the favourites, but Raiders versus Seahawks.
What's the score?
The score is 31-10 to the Seahawks. Nice. Greeny, what are you saying?
I've gone Seahawks 20, Steelers 24. Is that like the grandstand guy?
Sounds like a good Super Bowl though.
I'm going to go a rematch of last year's Super Bowl. I think it's to be the Patriots against the Falcons.
Oh, who wins this time?
That's original.
And the Falcons will win this time.
Oh, sweet revenge.
Absolutely.
You say that, but the Patriots have actually the best Super Bowls. Every other team have had really... The Panthers v. Broncos was boring. The Steelers v. Packers was boring. They have exciting ones. Last minute against the Seahawks.
I want Tom Brady to watch it rather than playing it. He's had enough fun. before we move on to Charlie's question, another thing that's gone flying out the window along with JP's appearance on this is one of our dear friends, Rob Wayston, and his name. Hasn't he thrown that out? That's gone, isn't it?
Yeah,
Has he changed his name?
I mean, he specifically changed it so you wouldn't have to say Wastenenny.
Wastenenny? That's his name, isn't it?
Wastenenny.
Wastenenny.
But no, he's now Professor Fumbledore, which is his team name in the
Listener
League.
Professor Fumbledore.
So he's
Rob
done good work. He deserves that shout out.
Absolutely.
There we go. Thanks for supporting the show, Rob. Charlie, what's your question?
All right, same as usual. I've got three to pick from. Super Bowl I... Racial diversity or cheeseheads?
I think we've got to go Super Bowl 1 because it's been there a while. We need to get rid of it, don't we?
Yeah, you're going to get a fresh batch.
Go on.
Until relatively recently, the footage of Super Bowl 1 was thought to have been lost until some of the game was rediscovered in 2005 and shown to the public in 2016. Can you tell me the manner in which the original tape was allegedly lost?
Taped over by Thomas the Tank Engine.
Are you talking about your home videos again, Charles, being taped over?
Yeah, I'm livid.
Baywatch.
Maybe it was burnt by the owner of the team who lost the Super Bowl. Thrown in a fire.
I'm gonna say it was put in one of those weird time capsules and they forgot about it.
Okay.
All very dramatic answers. Charles is pretty close. I thought you knew it. It was taped over, but for a soap opera, not Thomas the Tank Engine.
I mean, my answer.
Stop babbling, Charles.
My answer was clearly just taped over. I put in Thomas the Tank Engine.
You're not
as
having
a,
the points,
as a
no matter how much
I
you
get the points.
Fumble around with your words.
Fumbledore.
thanks for that, Charlie.
I win.
Who was in that Super Bowl, Charlie? Do you know?
The Packers.
Don't have it written down. I'll add it in post.
the phrase said in every single shoot in advertising and everything else, where's that? We'll add it in post.
There we go.
Where's JP? Maybe we'll just add him in post. We can just get an amalgamation of words that he said in previous episodes.
Why won't we do the coup thing again?
Yeah. Well, hello there.
That coup thing was done a lot of time. Anyway, I think we could probably end this. Cool. Thanks for listening. Please do tweet us at Brits_endzone. You can email us at britsendzone@gmail.com. The season is upon us. We're going to think of a prize for the person who manages to get so many retweets of our tweets, gets all their fans on board. The season has started. Tell everyone you know. This is serious shit.
And let's make sure Kenny Britt gets that touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring on the Britmeister.
Happy days. Bring on football.
Dreadful ending. Dreadful.